Makos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Makos Bavli, Daf Ches, we begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Beis at the top of the page of the first Mishnah. Zorak is a Evan Loshus Arabim, Vahorek Hare Ze Goyle. If a person threw a stone into the public domain and it killed someone, the offender has to go into exile. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Ime, Imishayot Za Evan Miyado Yahitzi Halayas Roshoi, Vekibla, Hare Ze Potter. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that if the victim put his head out after the stone had been thrown and it hit him and killed him, then the offender does not go into exile. And the Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omotza, Shemotza Le Bashashu Holgoi. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says in the Baisa that we learned in the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yotef Pasuk Hei, and it found his friend and killed him. We learned he was found to him at the time when he killed him. The question is, does a person ever have permission to throw a stone into a public domain? Rabbi Yossi Bebun says, no, the case of the Mishnah is when he had a leaning wall that had to be taken down and he was demolishing it to prevent it damaging the public. We come to the next Mishnah. Zorak is a even lechatzeroi v'horeg. Im yesh rishus lenizek lekanes lisham goyle. Vim lav ein a goyle. Shneema v'ashe yoveh v'yehu v'ya'a. Ma ya rishus lenizek ulemazik lekanes lisham yotzechotze balabayes she'ein rishus lenizek ulemazik lekanes lisham. If a person threw a stone into his courtyard and it killed someone, if the victim had permission to be there, the offender has to go to exile. If not, he does not go to exile because the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yotef Pasuk Hey, that same Pasuk, that will come with his friend into a forest to chop wood. In a forest, both the victim and the offender are permitted to go there, and this excludes the courtyard of the offender, that there is no permission for both the victim and the offender to enter there. Abashol Oime Ma Chatoves Ha'itzim Roshus Yotza Ava Makesa Benoi Vara Veroide Estamidosh Vishliach Beistin. Abishol says the Torah mentions to chop wood to teach that just as a person has the option to come and chop wood if he wishes, but he may choose not to come, so too in any case of exile, he may choose to do that or refrain. And this excludes the case of a mitzvah because he's required to do so, and therefore, for example, a father hitting a son, or a teacher hitting a student, or a messenger of Beis Din, where there is a case of a mitzvah, then there would not be exile in that case. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Tovach Shu Mekatzef Veker Bemelamala Bemelamata Goyle. Rabbi Yanai says a butcher who was chopping meat and bones with a cleaver, and the normal way to do this is to raise the cleaver up and behind his neck and then lower it forcefully, and he struck and killed the person. Whether in his upward or his downward movements, he goes into Golos, into exile, as even upwards is considered for the sake of going down. Vasikai da'ama Ravuna tovach shu mekatzef v'heke lefonov lematan goyle ulemalan ena goyle la'achov lemalan goyle ulematan ena goyle. It follows the rules made by Ravuna that if a person was chopping meat and struck someone in front of him, if he was lowering his hand to chop, he has to go to exile. If he was raising his hand, he is exempt. If the victim stood behind him, if he was raising his hand, he goes to exile because he did it in order to go down. And if he was lowering his hand behind him, he does not go into exile because it was in order to go up again. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol mila umila ledate, Yoshua al gabi mita b'yoyim, vein derech hatinek linosin al gabi amita b'yoyim, goyle. B'layla v'derech hatinek anosin al gabi amita b'layla, eino goyle. Rabbi Yitzchak says, each case is judged according to its own specific details. If he sits on his bed in the daytime and it's not usual for a baby to be lying there in the daytime, and he killed the baby, then he goes to exile. If it's night time and the baby is normally put there at night, he does not go into exile. Yashav lo al gabi arisa b'yayim v'derech hatinek linasein al gabi arisa b'yayim eina goyle. B'alayla v'ein derech hatinek linasein al gabi arisa b'alayla goyle. If he sits on the bed in the daytime, which is the time that the baby is normally there, he does not go into exile. If he sits at night, which is not a time when the baby normally goes there, then he goes into exile. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina, Haya Oimed Mevakesh Eitzim Chatzeiroi, V'nichnas V'Poyel Litol Schoroi, Nitzah Bikas Alav V'Zikasu Chayev, V'Emeis Eina Goyle She'Einoi Kaya'a. Rabbi Yosi b'Chanina says, if a person was chopping wood in his courtyard, and a worker who was allowed to enter there came in to receive his wages, and a wedge of wood flew out and damaged, if it merely damaged the worker, the owner has to pay. If it killed the worker, he does not go into Golos because it's not like a case of the forest that the victim had no right to be there, because over here he had a right to be there. Tani Rabbi Chia Potter, and the Bryce says, Rabbi Chia says he's exempt. So how could you say that he's liable? V'lo pligin min ma d'ma Rabbi Yosi v'chanina b'sharu ma d'tani Rabbi Chia b'shuloi ro oisai. The answer is no, there's no dispute. Rabbi Yosi v'chanina was referring to four damages, suffering, medical bills and unemployment, but not to shame because it was not intentional. And that's the types of damage that the courtyard owner would need to pay, since he saw the worker enter the courtyard. And the Rechiv Brisa was when he did not see him, although the actual damages must be paid, even if he did not see him. Meaning you only have to pay one payment, that's the damages, but not the other payments that were mentioned. The question is, even if he did not see him, but since he'd given him permission to enter, he should be liable. And the Rechiv Brisa said that he's exempt. The answer is, according to Rav Chiya, even though he's permitted the worker to enter, it was on the assumption that the worker would watch himself from being damaged. However, the first Tana of the Brisa who disagreed with Rav Chiya and says he's liable, reasons that by allowing the worker to enter, the owner has thereby agreed to prevent the worker from being damaged. Some explain that the first Tana reasons that since he told the worker that he's allowed to enter, it's become like a shared courtyard. Quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that partners in a courtyard may acquire their own item from each other, they may protest each other's permanent use of the courtyard, and they are liable for damages done when the other partner fell over their utensils in the courtyard. The Gemara asks, "V'lo kein amar Rav memale es kol rishus harabim, v'zu ein memale es kol rishus harabim?" Didn't Rav say a person is only liable for damages done by leaving his jugs in a public place if they fill the entire width of the public domain? But over here, the partner should have been more careful to protect himself. And the Gemara answers, "Mekevan shedarkan lalech b'chotzer k'mishu memale es kol achotzer." Now, since it's normal for either partner to walk throughout the courtyard, the victim was not expected to protect himself. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Ha'av Goyle Alidei Benoi, Ha'ben Alidei Av. If a father accidentally killed his own son when he was not hitting him for education or in teaching him a trade, then he has to go to exile. And if a son killed his father, he must also go into exile. Ha'kol Goyim Alidei Yisol, B'Yisol Goyim Alidei Hem, Chutz Mi Alidei Ger Toshav, Ger Toshav Alidei Ger Toshav. Anyone, even a Canaanite slave or Kusi, who killed the Yisol, has to go into Golus. And if a Yisrael killed anyone, even a slave or a Kusi, he has to go into Golus. Except for Ger Toshav, who was a Gentile who accepted in front of Beis Din to keep the 7 Noachai laws. But a Ger Toshav who killed a Ger Toshav goes into exile. Now, Summa in a Goyle, the Rabbi Yehuda says that a blind person does not go into exile. With Meir Oimer, Goyle, Rabbi Meir says he does. Hasoina in a Goyle, an enemy does not go into exile. With Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hasoina Ne'erag Mateshahu Kamuad. Shimon Yehuda says that an enemy is put to death if he accidentally killed the one he hates, because it's as if he was already warned not to do it, and the murderer is not considered that he's doing it accidentally. Reb Shimon Oimer Yeshayne Goyle V'Yeshayne She'ena Goyle Kol Shu Yochel Oimer Ladas Harag Eina Goyle V'Shloi Las Harag Harei Ze Goyle. Reb Shimon says that sometimes an enemy goes into exile and sometimes he does not. If it's possible to say that he killed intentionally, he does not go into exile. If it's clear that he killed accidentally, then he will go into exile. And the Gemara says, "Am Rabbi Zeira, Tana, Rabbi Shila, Barbuna, Klapish Neema, Goel Adam, Hu Yamis Es Aved Seich, Rabbi Misha Hike Es Benoi, Vein Benoi Sheni Nase Goel Adam, Lahamis Es Aviv, Aval Ach Shehike Es Ach, Achiv Asheni Nase Goel Adam, Lahamis Es Achiv." Rabbi Zeira says, "Rabbi Shila Barbuna taught, since the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Yotes, the Redeemer of the Blood will kill the murderer, he may kill him when he meets him. So one who hit and killed his son, another son may not avenge his brother's death by killing his father, but if one brother killed another, a third brother may avenge his dead brother's death." Tanya Rebbe Ben Yaakov, Klapi Shenema Goel Adam, Hu Yamis Es Aved Seach, Hoi Mi Shehike Benoi Asheni Nase Goel Adam, Lahamis Es Aviv, Havle Ach Shehike Achiv, Ein Achiv Asheni Nase Goel Adam, Lahamis Es Achiv. The Brisa says, from Rebbe Ben Yaakov, since the Pasuk says, the Redeemer of the Blood will kill the killer, he may kill him when he meets him, then that means that so one who hit and killed his son, another son becomes the redeemer of the blood to kill his father. But if one brother killed another, another brother does not become the redeemer to kill the brother who had killed. And from where do we know that even if the redeemer said he can't kill him now, that he may kill him later? The answer is because the pasuk continues to say he may kill him when he meets him.